With a heavy heart, I just want to inform you all that today I got the sad news that His Holiness Bhakti Siddhanta Damodar Maharaj has left this planet. Last night, he was normal, everything was perfectly alright with him. He was with some of his disciples and discussing about the conference that they were going to organize in Puri. And he even made some jokes with them, and then when he went to sleep this morning, he did not wake up. They found that he left his body. The doctor diagnosed that at around 12:15 last night, he had a massive cardiac arrest and he left his body. It is undoubtedly the most shocking news for us, and it is an irreparable loss for our movement. As you all know, Maharaj was a very prominent leader, spiritual leader of our movement. He was a GBC member, he was an initiating spiritual master, he was the director of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Now I wonder how his work will be continued, because even his zone, Manipur, is so much dependent upon him, because he actually developed the entire preaching in Manipur and he was worshipped there like the spiritual leader of that state. Then again in BI, he was the director. Srila Prabhupada started the Bhaktivedanta Institute with him, made him the director, and he was the scientific preaching, stalwart scientific preacher of our movement. It's undoubtedly a very irreparable loss for us. Bhakti Siddhanta Damodar Maharaj hailed from Manipur. It's a beautiful place in the northeastern part of India. It's a valley surrounded by seven hills. It's a beautiful place full of greeneries and lakes, and the lakes are full of lotuses. And that place was predominantly Gaudiya Vaishnava state. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate Narottam Das Thakur sent one of his preachers, one of his disciples, to Manipur, and he influenced the king of Manipur. In a way, the Manipur state already had a Vaishnava heritage, but this devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu influenced the king, and the king made the whole state into a Vaishnava state according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, and he even took the Gaudiya Vaishnavas from Bengal to train them up, and the whole culture of that state was a pristine Gaudiya Vaishnava culture, and Maharaj was born in that culture. I had the good fortune of spending a lot of time with Maharaj in deep, intimate friendship developed between us since our first meeting actually. I met him in 1977, early 77, and together we served in Prabhupada. Maharaj was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj joined the movement, came in contact with Srila Prabhupada in the early 70s when he was doing his PhD in the University of Los Angeles, I think. Anyway, in some university in that area in Southern California, Maharaj told me that he used to have a very close friend called Dr. Rao. And Dr. Rao told him about Srila Prabhupada and took him to meet Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was very happy to meet him, and from the early encounters, Srila Prabhupada brought him very near to him. Maharaj used to say, like, whenever Prabhupada used to come to LA, he used to drive to meet Srila Prabhupada and go with him in the morning walks. And in those morning walks, Srila Prabhupada used to ask him many challenging questions, because he was a scientist, he was doing his PhD, so Prabhupada used to challenge the scientific notions. And through those discussions, Srila Prabhupada used to smash the scientific misconceptions. Then, in 77, Maharaj just came back to India, and I remember when Maharaj came to meet Srila Prabhupada in Bombay, I was there. Prabhupada instructed him about the scientific preaching, and Srila Prabhupada called Tamal Krishna Maharaj and told him to instruct the BBT to give him $10,000 every month for his preaching. In those days, $10,000 was a lot of money, but Srila Prabhupada considered that he needed that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada asked Tamal Krishna Maharaj how much he will need to run the BI and do the scientific preaching. And it was Tamal Krishna Maharaj who mentioned about $10,000. And Prabhupada immediately told him, so just inform BBT to give $10,000 to him every month. This shows what a deep conviction, deep confidence Srila Prabhupada had on him and the scientific preaching, the importance of scientific preaching. In 1978, Maharaj decided to open a center in Imphal, the capital of Manipur, and he asked me to come and help him. So I went, and together we started that temple, and I became the president of the temple. That's the only time I became a temple president. And we started from the scratch. It's a beautiful place, simple people, and many people used to come in the evening. The winter was very cold, and but we used to stay up till late night and had wonderful association. We also had I also had the good fortune of working together with him in 1989 onwards. as co-GBC in France. Maharaj became the co-GBC. Actually, Maharaj was already the GBC of France, and then I was requested to join and help together, work together to help France. And we had many wonderful time together there also. Maharaj was a very wonderful personality, very friendly and compassionate. As soon as one met him, he could immediately feel what a rich heart he used to have. He used to always radiate such warmth. And I lament now, how will I get those association again? And I lament that all this while, due to various important involvements, I didn't have the good fortune of taking advantage of the Sadhguru association, and now he's gone. According to Srila Prabhupada's instruction, Maharaj used to preach to the scientific community. He was very successful in his preaching. He organized many conferences in order to synthesize between science and religion, and the first conference he organized, I remember, was in 1982 in Tirupati. And then the next one was in 1986 in Bombay. Then 1996, to mark Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's 500th anniversary, a conference was organized in Calcutta. And the last one was in Rome. So many stalwart scientists from all over the world used to come to attend those conferences. Many Nobel laureates used to come. And Maharaj befriended them, and many of them became very close to our movement, like Dr. George Wald and many others. I don't even remember their names, but I remember meeting them. And in this way, he used to spread the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching and Srila Prabhupada's mission. And he organized many wonderful programs and wrote many books. Srila Prabhupada used to have those exchanges with him, challenging the scientists. And those, I remember one of the books actually was Life Comes from Life, where the questions answers between Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, and the scientific basis of Krishna consciousness. And based on those conferences and encounters between Maharaj and other scientists, books have been printed on the basis of the synthesis between science and religion. So who will continue this work, I wonder. It's an irreparable loss, and I am extremely aggrieved due to that. Maharaj's body, I heard, will be taken to Manipur today. He left his body in Calcutta last night. They are planning to take his body to Manipur because he had many, many disciples there. Naturally, they wanted to have his last darshan. He was also loved by everyone, even the high-ranking government officials and ministers were very close to him and held him with utmost reverence and respect. And I heard that they also had been requesting that Maharaj's body be brought to Manipur for their last darshan. Maharaj desired that his samadhi, he should be put in samadhi in Radhakund. So from Manipur his body will be taken to, flown to Delhi and then taken to Vrindavan. So I am planning to go to Vrindavan tomorrow to take part in that ceremony. We know that a Vaishnava is always present. A Vaishnava never dies. As a pure devotee of the Lord, he always remains with the Lord. But still, that we will not be able to see him again and have the encounters that we used to have in the past, we won't be able to have that good fortune, maybe for a long, long time. But I hope that someday I'll be able to get his association in the spiritual platform, in the spiritual sphere, without all the, free from all the defects of this material nature. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada that he provides me with that good fortune someday. And I pray to Krishna that he takes care of Maharaj's disciples and allows me also to help them in their spiritual life. I know it is an irreparable loss for them. Maharaj, as a spiritual master, meant everything to them, and now that they have become bereft of that shelter, it will be very, very difficult for them. But what to do? In this material nature, we have to learn to recognize the fact that the spiritual master is always there in the heart. Even though we are not able to get his physical association, he is still there, and through his vani, through his instructions, we must learn to associate with him, and this is how we must learn to grow up in our spiritual life. And you all also become compassionate towards each other, help each other to continue your journey back to Godhead, and help those who need your help in this journey. Now that Maharaj's disciples will need a lot of support and help and compassionate exchange, stand beside them and give them all the support that they need. Srila Bhakti Sarvadamodar Maharaj Ki Jai.